So National Park City really is about not what you've inherited from previous generations. It's about what our future generations can inherit from you.
This movement was government initiated and community supported, and it's moving to be community led. And I think that is an important way that we will retain the culture and the many aspects of what people love here and what is Chattanooga. My name is Gail Loveland Burrell.
My name is Daniel Raven Ellison.
And I'm the director of Outdoor Chattanooga.
And I'm founder of the National Park City Movement.
On April 3rd, 2025, Chattanooga, Tennessee earned the distinction as the first national park city in the United States of America. But as some Chattanoogans celebrate, others have to ask the question, what does it mean to be a national park city? And what does this distinction do for the community? I spoke with Daniel Raven Ellison and Gail Loveland Braille.
So how powerful is that as a thought that all of the citizens across Chattanooga have the power to do all these things to make their city, your city, greener, healthier, wilder, fairer? Everyone has the power to do those things.
Every city has done their approach to a national park city differently. And Outdoor Chattanooga was really government initiated and then community supported. And we're kind of moving towards that community leadership side.
And it is about the community. And I think, you know, thinking about that model of thinking about, are you a subject, are you a consumer, or are you a citizen that contributes? How do we encourage as many people as possible to step into that role of not waiting for the grant necessarily, not expecting for the handout, but actually saying, well, what can I do? Recognizing that sometimes those things that you can do could be like really, really modest and humble. So maybe you don't feel you can give a volunteer right now. Maybe you need to take, and maybe that looks like just sitting on a bench in a park and having some time to yourself, or maybe having a conversation with someone.
It was the community that earned Chattanooga the National Park City distinction, and it will continue to be the community that builds Chattanooga's future.
But critically, it also gives people power because there's a shared understanding of what the vision is for that place, which, like I'm saying, I think it's often missing from cities. There's the role of government can be about enabling those things to happen rather than feeling that they always have to serve it. So that enabling might be signposting people to good services or helping people go on that first hiking trip, but not doing all the hiking trips for them. Letting people know that ways in which they can introduce more native plants to their gardens. Tell people how they can get on the river. You know, whatever these things might be for people who are first timers or people who need that bit more support. But we need this kind of thing right now. We need positive stories. We need positive visions. We need positive ways to bring people together when there are so many actors and forces trying to divide us in one way or another.
This has been Malcolm Key with Rising Rock Media. Music is Story of a Sunflower by Sashka Ende.